Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
All right, Derek Law, your first, what, it's been about a week now that you've been up here. What's the first week been like?
Honestly, it's like a dream. Like, it's like it hasn't really even happened. Like, it's gone so fast already. It seems like my debut is yesterday. Meanwhile, it was already a week ago, so it's like all this happened already. So it's kind of going quick.
You said down in Los Angeles you couldn't have imagined kind of the start going any better. I thought your third outing, it seemed like maybe you were a little bit off, and just Dave Righetti came out there and said a few things. Was that one almost more encouraging in a way to know that the adrenaline maybe wasn't pumping as much and you still were able to go out there and get through an inning?
Yeah, for sure. My mechanics kind of felt a little funky that day, and I think that's where people make their money, is when they don't have their stuff. Everybody has the stuff, you know. You can always get those outs when your stuff's on, but when your stuff's off, you can get out of stuff like that. But him coming out there and just like, you know, you got Goldie up, you know, same guy, you know, just make your pitches, he'll get out, and so that was kind of definitely encouraging.
What's the thing that fans, and I guess the media too, doesn't know about the first week being in the big leagues? It's a big adjustment. I mean, you had just signed a lease on a place, and all of a sudden you're in Los Angeles, and you're back here in San Francisco.
It's extremely hectic. I'll say that. Extremely hectic. You get the call, and then, you know, you try and arrange for family and all this stuff to come out. You know, everybody wants to see you. Everybody's trying to text you. You're trying to answer everybody, and you can't get to everybody, and I guess you can say that you're big leaguing them a little bit, but no, it's definitely extremely hectic because, you know, you have stuff. I had stuff, a bunch of stuff back in Sacramento, and I left a lot of it there because, you know, I wasn't thinking of getting called up the second week of April. It's just kind of crazy.
Your dad reached out on Twitter, and he said you did talk quite a bit after beating his mark of getting in there. I think we all wrote about it once you got in and actually got it out in the big leagues, and he said, yep, yeah. Derek talked about it. What was that moment like in L.A. when you finally got to say, look, I pitched in a big league game, you didn't?
It was pretty emotional. You know, I saw him after the game, and I mean, that was the first time I seen him since, you know, I got the call. And I gave him a big hug, and I was basically like, finally, huh? And he was like, yeah, and I was like, well, you know what I'm about to say? He's like, I know, I'm finally better than you. It was just, you know, good stuff. I mean, you could definitely tell he's proud, so it was kind of good to see that on his face.
I think for him, maybe it meant a little bit more. Just I know he's been with you, built a mound in your backyard, and been with you every step of the way.
He's definitely been probably my number one supporter, my number one everything. He taught me the game since I don't even remember, you know. So for him, it's probably the same emotions running through him as me. I mean, he's been through it a little bit, you know, but seeing me get in the game, I think – definitely, I could tell on his face. He doesn't show much emotion, and he finally did after that game. That's how I kind of knew. He was definitely proud.
You said something interesting that first night. You didn't worry about facing Gonzalez and kind of who you were going after. And I've never gotten that sense from you that, I mean, I know you're a confident guy out there. Is that something you just take to the mound and go, look, I have good stuff, and I know what I'm doing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you have scouting reports on guys, and, you know, Guardy down there in the pen is kind of like, you know, this guy does this, this guy does this, this guy does this. And for me, I'm not even thinking about the guy. I'm just thinking about how to get him out. So even, like, you know, the last couple games, I think Fish Goldschmidt, I didn't even know it was him, honestly, until Righetti came out and was like, all right, you got Goldie up. I'm like, oh, man, he's up? Oh, man. So, and then Stanton, obviously, is, I mean, it's just like you're facing all these guys, and to me, it's, you know, I think my stuff plays pretty good up here. I hope so.
So you don't know about Goldschmidt's history against the Giants and the fact he hits about 500?
I did not know that, actually. I had no idea. And the funny thing is, it was like a 2-0 count, too, and I was like, oh, man. And I knew he was there because Rags came out. He was like, hey, you got Goldie up. I was like, all right, I got to get ahead of him. And I got behind right away. I'm like, oh, man, I better make this good pitch. And I made a good cutter down the way, and he rolled it over just like anybody else. So.
Well, just so you know, it's Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and now Enrique Hernandez, who crushed the Giants. So those are the three guys. Every time you can get them out, you'll have done a favor for the fan base.
Seemed like we turned Kiki's Hernandez career around a little bit. Turned around a little bit that last series.
That helped him. That I think that night certainly helped him. Watching you, I remember when you first came into camp and you talked about some of the guys who had an influence on just the way you pitch. And it's interesting now because Cueto has the turn quite a bit and Samardzija's mixed it in too. How much have you taken from other guys? Who have you taken from? And also, what do you think of, you know, do you talk to these guys about what they're doing when they turn their back a little bit?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to Johnny much about it. And I kind of just sit back and watch him go do his thing a little bit. He turns a lot more. He does a lot more. His is a lot more technical, I'd say, than because he does that slide step off of it and stuff like that. I wish I could learn that, honestly. That'd be amazing. But I've kind of been focusing on Jeff's and, you know, how he goes about his business with his, because, you know, I kind of been looking at film and stuff like that, comparing, and I think he's about as close as it gets to me as any big leaguer, probably. So it's kind of fun watching him, you know, just little things, like when he separates his hands, stuff like that, you know, curveball, slider, all that stuff.
Somebody else reached out to me on Twitter when you got called up and said he was nasty when he was 11 years old. He was unhittable. Were you turning on kids when you were
11?
When
I was in Little League, no. I kind of started probably like sophomore, junior year of high school. I turned a little bit more, and it just evolved into a turn. I used to have a really high leg kick in a turn, like Kevin Brown almost.
Yeah.
And that was like what it was like in high school. And then I think when I got to college in Miami-Dade, I kind of settled it down a little bit. I was a starter, so now I had to simplify my mechanics a little more. So I think that's how it kind of evolved into a simpler turn, for sure.
I think maybe you saw me flipping through the pages because I pulled a quote out of the media guide, and it's, "Only my good friends know I can dance." And I think you have to explain that one because I've seen you dancing since you got called up here.
Oh, really?
A little bit. In the outfield, when you're in the clubhouse.
I'll show it off a little bit, but, you know, like I said, only the good friends know, like, the true dancing. I get into it a little bit. I'm sure these guys will see it often. Once they hear about it, I think they kind of know about it already, so they kind of been picking my strings a little bit.
Have they made you at any point get up and dance or sing?
I mean, I don't even think they have to make me, honestly. I think it just kind of happens. Like you said, I just do it sometimes. I don't know. It's fun. I like music. I like dancing.
I should also point out that you were, I think, voted best dancer in high school. Or that's what it says in the media guide. So this isn't just a bad dancer, I guess.
I was voted best dancer in high school, so.
And best athlete, so it's a good.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
It's a good combination.
So I'd like to keep that going.
Before we get out of here, you are, I think, the biggest NBA fan I've met out of a baseball player and a big Miami Heat fan, right?
Yes,
I think
sir.
Is that going back to Miami-Dade, or is?
That's going a little bit before. You know, Shaquille O'Neal went there. I was a big Shaquille O'Neal fan. I was a Kobe fan, so I liked the Lakers and him and Shaq and all that. And then he went to the Heat, so I kind of liked him a little more than Kobe, so I went there. Like Jason Williams, that whole team that won the NBA Finals in 06 or 07, something like that, they were definitely that kind of got me on the bandwagon. So since then, I was fortunate enough that, you know, we had LeBron drop right into the lap. But
good timing,
great timing. Unbelievable timing, right? I'm going to Miami-Dade, LeBron's coming to Miami too, so I think he went there because of me.
What's your how do you feel about him now? I mean, he won two for you,
LeBron,
and then he left.
I mean, he needs to win one for Cleveland. I think he needs to do that in his career. I think that'll solidify his career as, you know, what it is. But he can let the Heat win one more, maybe.
We've talked a lot about basketball. I think
we're
taping this on a Monday, and a few hours after the Steph Curry news. Mm. What do you think that does? Just here's your chance to kind of play analyst a little bit. How does that open up the postseason?
Well, they got to do what they did against everybody else last year. I mean, they played every other team last year. They didn't have any point guards, so now they're down the point guard. Now they're in that seat. I think they have the role players to do it. I mean, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson could probably be number ones, number twos anywhere else. So I don't know if it'll hurt that much, but they need to I don't know that if the Clippers get out quick and they get out quick, it's going to be a tough series if they're going to play the Clippers.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I think that's going to be their tough matchup without Steph.
I saw you post on Instagram once. You got, I think it was in Utah. You got into the stadium. Are you planning on, you know, knock on wood, you've done well up here and hopefully, yeah, I think, stay up here. Are you planning on taking advantage of being a Giant?
Actually, I already have. In the base years when we were over in Oakland, I saw, like, when the player's entrance walks in, so if you go right, it's the Coliseum. If you go left, yeah, I saw Oracle, and I'm like, there's no way, like, you could just walk over there. So I'm asking around, and everybody's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, let's go see, and nobody wanted to go. Finally, Vin Mazzaro was like, I'll go. They're like, all right, let's just do this. He's like, are you sure about this? I'm like, I saw it said Oracle. Let's just try it. Walked over, and, like, we just walked right in. Guy was like, hey, you Giants player? They're like, yeah. He's like, oh, the A's are just over here shooting. You want to see the court? I was like, yeah, I just want to take some pictures. Walked on, we're taking some pictures. What do you know? There's a ball rack right there. Lady goes, here, you want to shoot? Boom. Shot for like a half hour, walked out. So I'm trying to take down all the stadiums, yeah, I think. That's my goal, is take down every single NBA arena.
You have two now. You got
Utah,
I got two, right?
Well, I shot in Miami when I was down there, too, so I'll take three.
So you have three?
I'll take three.
Where we were going to New York. I don't know if you're getting into the Garden.
I don't know about getting into the Garden.
Or Barclays.
But, might be a little crazy.
That's not a bad goal for your career, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's something to shoot for, right? I have a good buddy that plays for the Sixers, TJ McConnell, so maybe he can get me in there. That's, you know, it's a handful right there.
You could probably start for the Sixers.
No chance. I think you could. No chance.
With who they
those
are.
Guys are too good, man. Those guys are way too good. They're too big and athletic.
So, do you talk smack to TJ when they're going at 3-40? Or
nah, I talk.
I'm sure
to him
it's a rough time for him.
It's a little. Nobody likes losing. I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know, nobody likes to lose, but fortunately, they'll probably get a good draft pick, and then hopefully next year they can pick up some good pieces.
Get everybody healthy. Well, Derek, yeah, I appreciate you. It's been a I think fun week for you up here, and
oh, definitely.
And now we have something to track with you. See how many NBA stadiums you can sneak into the rest of this season.
Yes.
And the rest of your career.
Yes, for sure.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Thanks.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is
got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.